She would take that churn of milk and set it into this tub of water. And that was the way we had to keep our milk cool.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a well, because didn't use that too much, because it happened to my grandmother's place that where I'm living now. One, she had some milk in a jug and let it down in the well to keep it cool. And I don't know, someone maybe drawing water forgot it, and that bucket hit that jug and broke it, and that run the well of water. So we had to fill up that well and dig the one that's down now, because he never did allow you to use that system, man. Oh, you throw that water and put down a tube and set that churn of water in the tube to keep it cool.
Well, talking about the farm, what would you call that open place that you might have around the barn where the animals might walk around or something? That'd be the lot. Or what about the open place where your cows graze? That'd be your
pasture. Cow pasture.
Was that usually fenced in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that pasture
right
out there,
driving
up there. Just fenced in. Hold the cows, whatever I have,
doing
and eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 3 or 4 wire fence, you know, for the cows, but if you're grazing hogs, they probably have hog poo wire and cattle wire on top of you. Have hogs and cows all in the same path that me used to if you had them.
Now, is that the kind of wire you're talking about that has those sharp little points? You
that's the barbed wire. That's the, you can put
that's
it
the same
the
strand, you know, with those barbs on it.
Yeah.
If that's a fence name with that, you would, see, I was saying about that low to the ground and that's about 6 inches on. Depending upon how you stock it, some people put up 2 strands and keep the cows in there and they wouldn't break out. But then your cows are over, they usually have from 3 to 4 strands of that barbed wire. And fence is over there is in the path. You always nail your wire on the inside of your pasture. So when your cows go to reach through there, they press against the post. They ain't just pressing against the steeple. It's more easy to.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about in the days before you had much wire fencing? What kind of fences did you have around?
Well,
rail fence.
Rail fence.
Yeah, back then, the old split rail. Because then too many people have no cows to pass in that type of fences. If you did, it was such a large area where you didn't have too much, you know, fencing to do. Maybe if me and you live on the same farm and we all get together and fence in the woodlot or the pasture, and then everybody's cows, that's why they stay there. If you want a smaller pasture for maybe you raise your men out to the house, you keep them in the small lot here at the house, and the dry cattle just, you know, go to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Talking about fences, have you ever seen this type of fence that some people might have around their front yard or their garden? It's usually not as big and sturdy as a rail fence, and it's, you know, some of them painted white, plank fence.
That's right. Shut up here where a friend boy of mine used to live. He bought that place after the boy died, and he got him a plank fence.
Is that the same thing as some people call a picket fence? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the same. Sometime, they just...